Lav de Mechamer. I'd say we're talking about that your father just tells you to be over the lav on Shabbos of Mechamer. Rashi says, Mechamer means Acha Behema. Shubalav. Mechama means if there are bundles on top of your animal and you call the animal, you make the animal move. Like you cause the animal to carry the bundles. So Drashu Bahai Lav Lekakoris. This lav of Komlocha Loisasa Komlocha Atov Hemtecho is a special lav that you should not do work with your animal. On this lav there's no chorus. To Loyovid Maisa Vagufai, the person himself is not doing a malacha. You're only causing the animal to do the malacha. Therefore, there's only a lav, there's no chiyuv karas on this. We'll command the yom of perek misha hechshich, even though it's a machlokes in the Gemara and Shabbos, but we're going now according to Raman the yom, that ha-mecham aracha behemtoi b'shabbos potter. Potter means you're potter from karas. That if you're mecham, if you cause the animal to carry bundles on Shabbos, it's only a lav, there's no karas. So maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. And v'afilu hochi loidochi. This is a kasha now. So we want to say the pasuk is talking about that your father told you to put bundles on an animal and make the animal carry it. So such an issa, I would have thought in svara, you're allowed to listen to your father. Because to do this aveira on Shabbos is only allowed. To listen to your father, there's a mitzvah sasei. So Mila, I would have thought to say esavecha lo sasei. Therefore, I need a pasuk very good to still say no. And Shabbosai said to Shmaru, kulcham chiyah bechvoidim, that there's no mitzvahs like kibbut aveim, b'mokim, you're doing kavod Hashem. You have to listen to Shabbos, not to your father. So there's no proof, again, to a lav sheyesh bekoris. Because this pasuk is only talking about a regular lav, not a lav sheyesh bekoris. Now the Gemara asks, no, that can't be true. You want it v'afilu hochi ledochi. The Rashi says, this bitmiya, there's a question now. If the pasuk is talking about your father only told you to be mechamer, so the question is, why can't you listen to your father then? You should be allowed to listen to your father. Listening to your father is a mitzvah sasei. Doing this aveira is only allowed. There's a cloud we usually say, esse doicholoi sasei. So if you're going to tell me now that over here the Torah is telling you not to listen to your father, so the Chori shall learn out from here all over that you never say, esse doicholoi sasei. That's the maskasha. You want to vafilu achi ledochi, and still you want to say the pasuk is talking about not to do it. Ela, if so, tikai malon diyasi esse v'decholaisa say. That we learn, we know. There's a klal in that mitzvah essay. Could be decholaisa say. L'chura ligma mehocha. Let's learn out from this inyan over here. Dolei lidchi. If you're telling me now, the Torah is telling you not to listen to your father, when your father is only telling you to do a lav. L'chura, why not? Why shouldn't you listen to your father? L'chura, it's not because you're doing an aveira. Since you're doing the mitzvahs kibbut aveim, and you tell me, esed eicholoi sasei, it should be mutter. So you tell me, the pasuk says no, learn out from here, you never say esed eicholoi sasei. So Mura says, that's not so shver. V'chi teime, maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe we should say, shani lave di Shabbos dechamiri. Maybe the lav of Shabbos is a very strict lav. Even though there's no chorus to it, this lav of being mechamer, of making your animal carrying bundles, it's a lav on Shabbos, even though it's not a lav that has chorus that has a chiv misa, but it's still called a lav, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Now maybe the svar is the lavs of Shabbos are very strong, and therefore you don't say esed doicholoisa say on Shabbos. Enechanami, on tzitzis, to wear klayim, we say esed doicholoisa say. You're allowed to do the mitzvah tzitzis even though you're being over a lav of klayim. Because the lav of klayim is not so strict. But enechanami, a lav of Shabbos, that's such a strict lav, there is true, you would not say esed doicholoisa say. So that would be a teretz. The pasuk is saying, don't say esed doicholoisa say, but you can't learn that all over. I'll tell you, it's only a svara here by Shabbos. So Mar says also, that svara is not true. V'atana bi'al makoi, being your proof, there are other tanoim that talk about bi'al in other places, v'loi kaparach, and they do not ask this question. Like we'll soon see, we learn out other lavs from a lav of Shabbos. And we don't say Shabbos is something special. So you see, if you're going to tell me here, essay is not teichel essay, it should be all over like that. That the essay should not be teichel the lav. Where do we see this? The Tanya would look like this. Yocholai would think, oh, malay oviv. Let's say your father tells you, the son, you're a kohen. So the father, the kohen, tells the son, the kohen, hitma. I want you to go into the basic forest for me. Do me a favor. I left my jacket in the basic forest. What was it doing there? I don't know. But the father says he left his jacket in the basic forest. Please go get it for me. Do me a mitzvah kibbut aveim. Lamaisa, you're a kohen. You're not letting go into the basic forest. So So I would think that you're allowed to listen to your father, because as the mitzvah says, say to listen to your father. Are you being over love of going into the Beit HaKvaros? So what? In Svar I would say, Esther Shubadech Leisasei. Oy, another case. Shomaloi Atachzer. Let's say the father sees there's an Aveda on the floor. The father's telling you to do it. The father wants you to do it. In the case where the father wants you to do it. So I would think you're allowed to do it. Now, even so, I would think you're allowed to do it. Because for you to do it, it's a mitzvah saseh. So you don't have to tell anybody else. You're allowed to do it. Maybe essay would be dechaloy saseh. But another case. Let's say a father tells a son, I see an aveda on the floor. I know you have a mitzvah sashova. I don't want you to do the mitzvah sashova. I'd rather you come with me and help me someplace else. Don't go return this aveda now. Come with me better. Maybe the father tells you, don't return the aved, the lost object on the floor. Yochel Yishamaloi, I would think maybe you should listen to your father, because I would say, Eser Deichalei Sasei. Talmud Leima, just the Brisa says no. The Pasuk says, Ish Imai V'yoviv Tiro, V'yeshab Seisit Ishmaru. The Pasuk says you're supposed to fear your parents, listen to your parents, have respect for your parents. But it also says, Eshab Seisit Ishmaru. That means, Kulchem Chayovim Mechvedi. Everybody has a chiyuv to give respect to Hashem. Like Tosafot before said, the biggest respect we give to Hashem is to be Hashem Shabbos. So merely you have to listen to Shabbos. So what do you see? The Braisa says, just like you can't listen to your father on Shabbos, who are then you can't listen to your father to be metama in the Beis HaKvaros, or not to give back the Aveda. Look, why don't you say a svari, killing out one from the other? Maybe only you don't listen to your father on Shabbos, because the law of Shabbos is so strict. But maybe the law of returning an Aveda, or the law of not going into the Beis HaKvaros is not so strict. Maybe there you would listen to your father. So what do you see now? That the law of Shabbos is like any other law. And if we see here, you can't listen to your father, you can't listen to your father by other laws also. So back to the kasha now. If so, you should learn out from this posik, you don't say Esa Dechalei Sasei. The Torah says you're not allowed to listen to your father, even though that's a mitzvah sasei. And to go into the Beis HaKvaros is only a lav. So you should learn out from this pasuk, you do not say Eser Dechalei Sasei. So verses like this, Ela Mishum Deikol LeMifrach, Ela Natei, there's no proof. This is a big question now, Rashi and Tosis, how you learn. We're going to learn Pshat the way Tosis learns, that's the way it is, the Pashup Pshat. Ela, we're going back, no. Mishum Deikol LeMifrach, Malahanach Shekein Hechshe Mitzvah. Tosis learns we're still talking about now Mechamer. We're still talking about a regular lav. A lav of Mechamer. So the question is, why don't you learn out from here? You do not say Esa Decholesa say. I tell you, because Kivra Aveim is only called the Hechshe Mitzvah. Malahanach Shekein Hechshe Mitzvah. Tosis learns it means you're not really doing the Mitzvah by doing these actions. Like Lamashal, let's say your father tells you to be Mechamer. Or your father tells you to do anything. It doesn't make a difference what he tells you to do. He tells you, let's say, to cook for him. Or he tells you to shecht for him. But shas you're shechting, you're not really doing the mitzvah's kivit. The mitzvah of kivrav is to give respect, means give your parents enjoyment. So when you shecht, and then you give them the meat to eat, but shas is eating the meat, that's the real mitzvah's kivit. That's the real mitzvah of giving a hanor, enjoyment to your parents. That you shecht the animal, that's called the hechshe mitzvah. That means you have to first shecht the animal in order to give him teeth later. But the real mitzvah is giving him teeth. That you shecht the animal, or you cook, or you be mechamer, that's not the yikra mitzvah. That's why here we say the essay is not doichra lois essay. So you can run out all over. A regular mitzvah essay when you're putting on tzitzis, you're doing the goof of the mitzvah right now. So when you do the actual mitzvah, then we say essay could be daichalai sasei. If it's klayim, so what? You're doing the mitzvah tzitzis is mutter. But here you want to go shecht on Shabbos. B'shas you shecht on the animal, even though you're listening to your parents, that's not the ikka mitzvah kibbut. The ikka mitzvah kibbut is not so much the listening, but rather that you're giving him back enjoyment. When is the ikka enjoyment? When he eats from the meat. So b'shas you shechting the animal or cooking the food, it's only called a hechshe mitzvah. So that's not such a strong thing. Let's look at the bottom taste here. The last five lines of tastes. V'nir l'ri, v'chein pir shabena chanan. This is the way the Rach learns. The balav de mechamer mukilo. We're talking about now, still talking about the lav of mechamer. Don't learn out from here all over. You don't say as the Chalosa say to Mal Kibud Shekain Hechshe Mitzvah Kishe Mechamer Umetamer Umaniach Malhachzer Aveda. At the time when you listen to your father and you go into the basic verse, or you put the bundles on the animal and you start carrying it, or you don't give back the Aveda, Kedei Lahavi Gozolus Liyoviv. Like, what's the purpose? Why did the father want you to go into the basic verse? Why did he want you not to give the Aveda? Because he wanted you better to bring in birds. Like the case is, there was a bird in the Beis HaKvaros. So your father said, go inside the Beis HaKvaros, get me that bird, I want to eat it. So, b'shas dechiyah salav, ein machilo malbishoy. At the time when you're going into the Beis HaKvaros, you're not feeding your father at that time. So, the ikka mitzvah's kibbut is, machilo malbishoy, to feed him and to dress him, to give him enjoyment. So since you're not doing the actual mitzvah at the time when you're doing the Aveira, that's why you don't say Yesod Echolos Asayim. Avol Bialma, the other places, the Ovid Guf HaMitzvah, that you're doing the real mitzvah, Yafino Miklayim Mitzitzis, there we do learn out from Klayim Mitzitzis, the Dachi. Then Tois says the Chiddush, V'yomari, the Kivet Av, Afino Oisik the Guf HaMitzvah, even if you're really doing the Guf HaMitzvah, still Loi Dachi. Te V'chol Inya Kaposik Shla Yisham Aloi. Therefore, even when you're doing the actual mitzvah itself, still it's not doicha by kibud avein. But the kids of Tais learns of Shaf the Gemara, heksha mitzvah means usually when your father tells you to do the Aveira, when you're doing the Aveira, you're not doing the actual mitzvah kibud avein. That's only the heksha. Like the father wants you to get the bird. The main thing of you getting the bird is not grabbing and going into the basic forest. The main thing to get the bird is that he wants to eat it. So when you ask your cook and give it to him, that's the Ikar HaMitzvah. But when you go into the Beis HaKvaros, it's not the Ikar HaMitzvah, therefore Kibud HaAvim, we don't say Yesod HaKoloisa say. But other mitzvahs, you do say Yesod HaKoloisa say. But I call upon him, the Pasuk here is not talking about a love of Koros, it's talking only about the love of Mechamer, therefore we can't learn out other places, as they should be the HaKoloisa say Yesh
B'Koros.
Now, they were talking about the mitzvah. We want to know what's the ikar mitzvah. Tzitzis. What's the ikar mitzvah tzitzis? Wearing the beged. So when you're wearing it, you're doing the guf of the mitzvah. Even though when you're wearing it, you're also doing the guf of the aveira. That's the love of klayim. Don't wear klayim. But when you put on tzitzis, you're doing the guf of the mitzvah. Here, at the time when you're doing the aveira, going into the basic forest, you're not doing the ikar mitzvah. So therefore, kibbut avein is different. This is the way Tosis learns. Rashi learns differently. We're not going
to
go into Rashi. Rashi is a shver Rashi. Yeah. Right. That's not the usual case here, though. So Mara says, so from Kibbut HaAvein, you can't learn now. Ela, tell you like this. Sakut HaDechaminoch, Taisim Ebinya Beis HaMikdash. Let's learn it out from the Binya the Beis HaMikdash. Titania will learn like this, Abraisa. Yochol Ye Binya Beis HaMikdash Doecha Shabbos. I would think maybe the mitzvah says to build the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says no. Es Shabsoi Soi Tishmeru. O Mikdashi Tiro, that we darshin kuchem chiyavim mechvaydi. There's a mitzvah. Mikdashi Tiro means build the Beis HaMikdash, but there's also a mitzvah to have respect to Shabbos. Therefore, the swear is you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Now, my love, like what's the habim? What do we need a pasuk for? My love, aren't we talking about the boyne v'soiser? We're talking about really there was a habimina that you should be allowed to mamish build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, even though building is an av malacha. Still, I would have a habimina. You are allowed to do this mitzvah on Shabbos. Now, for taima, why not? Because the rachmona is shabsoi se tishmaru. Only because the pasuk says clearly, you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Halav hachi, if the pasuk wouldn't have said it out clearly, I would have thought dochi that you would be allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So the chura, why? What's the habimina? True, it's a mitzvah say to build the Beis HaMikdash, but there's a lav of chorus involved by building on Shabbos. So the chura, you see, there is a svara that an essay could be doicha even a lav shesh bekoros. Svara says no loy lav de mechamer again. You know what you need this pasuk for avada. If you want to know, can you build actually building pshit? You can't do it on Shabbos without a pasuk because avada essay is not doicha lav shesh bekoros. But I need the pasuk. What about be mechamer? You still have to have these bricks move from one place to another place. So you want to put it on the animal now on Shabbos. And tell the animal, make the animal carry the bricks across the road. What's wrong with that? There's only a pure lav. That's only the lav of mechamer. You're not carrying it, the animal is carrying it. There's only lav of mechamer. So in such a case, I would have thought that you would be allowed to do this work on Shabbos. Kamashma on the Pasuk, no. Even this much. If you want to just build means just moving things on animals on Shabbos, that's also what to do. So again, we ask the same question then. Even this you can't do on Shabbos. If that's true, that we know there's a cloud, the mitzvah essay usually is doiche alois asayim lechura ligma meyacha delay dochi. Let's learn out from here, from Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that you don't say that cloud. Because you're telling me now, the Pasuk is telling us, even on Shabbos, just to move the bricks on top of an animal, which is only a regular lav v'yalma, it's not a lav sheish v'koris, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The question, why not? There's a mitzvah essay to build the Beis Hamikdash. So why don't we say essay is doich alois essay? So from this Pasuk, we should learn out all over that you don't say essay doich alois essay. So Gemara answers again, no. The Chitana, maybe you want to answer that Shani Lave de Shabbos de Chamiri. True, the Pasuk is saying you don't say essay doich alois essay, but it's only because the Lav of Shabbos is very strict. For the Gemara, no. Like we had before, there's a braisa that learns out from Shabbos to other places, and we don't ask this question that maybe Shabbos is more strict. The Tanya, we learned like this. Maybe if the father is telling you, again, you're a kohen, so the father is telling you, go into the basic forest to bring him the bird, or else the father says, don't worry about picking up the Aveda now. I want you to get me the bird better, do something for me now. Don't go and bring back that Aveda. Maybe I would think that you're allowed to listen to him. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says, no. So we dash from here that what? That you're not supposed to listen to your father, because it's a svara, your father also has to listen to Hashem. And since Hashem says, don't do these averas on Shabbos, your father has no right to tell you to do it on Shabbos either. Therefore, listening to your father, you don't listen when he's telling you to do an avera. So we're learning out from the law of Shabbos that you can't listen to him to go into the basic chorus or not to return the avera, to the aveda. So Hura, why don't you say that maybe only Shabbos you don't listen to your father? Because Shabbos is a very strict law. But maybe the law of not to go into the basic chorus you would be allowed to. So you see, there's no difference. So back to the question then, if so, learn out from this pasuk that you should never say esadei chalaisasei. Just like here the Torah says, you can't listen to your father, even though you're only doing a lav. So you do not say esadei chalaisasei. Learn out all of you do not say it. So who are the Mormon to say, elamai yitzarai, the pasuk is talking about a choristic lav. That your father is, or by the binyan Beis Hamikdash, that you really want to build the Beis Hamikdash. And then it's good that I need a pasuk to tell me not, because without the pasuk I would have thought essay is doicha l'sashias b'koris. I need a pasuk to tell me it's not doicha. That's good, because usually essay is not doicha l'sashias b'koris. So I need a pasuk for that. But if you want to say the pasuk is talking about a regular lav, then the churat akasha learn out from here all over that you did not say essay doicha l'sashias. Tzmur says again, no. Elam Mishum Dikel Amirfach. We can ask the same question again. Ma lahanuch shekein hechshe mitzvah. I tell you, here also it's only hechshe mitzvah. In other words, even the binyan Beis Hamikdash, mashma, that's only called a hechshe mitzvah. Because the ikka mitzvah of the binyan Beis Hamikdash is to have the mikdash finished. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is when you're finished building it, that's the kima mitzvah. But every brick that you're doing, that alone is not the real mitzvah of the binyan. It's only a hechshe mitzvah. Now it's true. The mitzvah is Hashem wants it to be a Beis Hamikdash that you can bring kabbonis in there. How do you have the Beis Hamikdash? By building it. So the building it is a hechshe, it's a preparation in order to have that mitzvah. But when do you have the kima mitzvah here? When you have the whole Beis Hamikdash that you don't have on Shabbos. So again, the reason why the Torah says you're not allowed to build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, even if you just want to carry the bricks on an animal from one place to another place, the reason why you can't do it is because this essay of moving the bricks is only a hechsher of the mitzvah binyan Beis Hamikdash. It's not the actual mitzvah itself. So since it's not the actual mitzvah, therefore we do not say it's doicha alois essay. But avada, a mitzvah like by tzitzis, when you put the beged on your body, you're being mekamished, you're being mekayim the mitzvah mamish, then we do say yes, doicha alois essay. This is all Tosis Pshat. Agav, I mean, Rashi says a Pshat, mamash, just the opposite. Rashi learns Hechsha Mitzvahs Doicha. Rashi says the reason Rashi learns here, no. Rashi Shita is talking about you being over love of Chorus. Ella Rashi learns it's a Chazara. We're talking about your father tells you you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. Your father tells you to cook on Shabbos. Or your father tells you to Shecht on Shabbos. Still, I need a Pasuk to tell me you can't listen to him. So then it's a good proof. What do you need the Pasuk for? Because without the Pasuk, I would say, yes, they could be Deich Halois to say, Sheish Mekoros. So in this, Rashi says, the Gemara answers, Hechshe Mitzvah means just the opposite of Tosfos. Hechshe Mitzvah means this is the only way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. There's no other way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Kibbut Avein. There's a Mitzvah in the Torah to listen to your father. If your father now tells you he wants you to cook on Shabbos, how is the only way you could do this Mitzvah, the only way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is by cooking on Shabbos? So since this is the only way you could do the mitzvah, that's a new svar. I would have thought you would be allowed to do it even to be deich alois to say sheish bekoris. That's why I would have thought this mitzvah could be deich alois to say sheish bekoris. Therefore, I need a pasuk to say no, it can't be. But other mitzvahs, that's not the only way you could do the mitzvahs by being over lav. Other mitzvahs, you could do a mitzvah without being over the lav. Sometimes it comes to do the mitzvah with the lav. And Rashi says, L'machshav by Yibum, Rashi learns. The Shver Rashi. Rashi says, by Yibum, if your brother married your daughter, who says you have to marry your daughter, make chalitza? Rashi says, either one is the mitzvah. Either Yibum or chalitza is the mitzvah. So therefore, when your brother married your daughter, maybe there would be a mitzvah Yibum. Why? Because she could be mekayim it through chalitza. So since there the mitzvah could be done otherwise, their pshita essay is not, the mitzvah Yibum is not doich alois to say sheish bekoris. It's only by Kibra Avayim there's a Havamina to say that you would be allowed to listen to your father even though he's telling you to do a Chi of Chorus. Because the only way you can be Mekayim this mitzvah is by doing the Aveira. So there's a Kamashmon, you don't listen to your father. Right, that's a Shver Pshat. Poshit, we learn the way we learn is the way Tosis learns. Lakol Parim, there's no rise from these Pesukim to other places alive Sheish Mekoris that could be Deicha. Fighter. Right. Elamishum diikle mifrach lahan malash ken hechshe mitzvah. For the Gemara hechshe mitzvah. Again, the way Tosis is learning now that hechshe is telling me now binyan based hamigdash. The reason why it's not doicha Shabbos is because it's a hechshe mitzvah. The building of the base of hamigdash, moving the bricks, is not the actual mitzvah. It's only a hechshe mitzvah. For the Gemara teipik leimehasam. If that's the svara, we know this pasuk. We know this svara from Kibbut Avayim. Like, what do we need a new pasuk by binyan beis hamikdash to say? It's not doicha, you can't build the beis hamikdash on Shabbos. It's only hechshe mitzvah, pshita, you know from Kibbut Avayim already. The same thing, when the father tells you to be mechamer on Shabbos, we add a pasuk not to listen to your father. And we said, what's the svara? Because listening to your father, the way Tosis learns, it's only a hechshe mitzvah. That's not the actual mitzvah by moving the stuff on the animal. The actual mitzvah's kibbut is by giving him the food to eat. But by having it moved is not the actual mitzvah. So we know that's already from Kibbut Avayim, that's not Deich Reloys to say. So why do I need a second pasuk for by Binyan based Mikdash also? You can't do it on Shabbos. Table like Mehosom. So Gemara Zayin Achanam is taka true. This Chiddush, that you can't build the based Mikdash on Shabbos, even to do a lav of Mechamer, it's true. I know it from the Inyan of Kibbut Avayim. That since the binyan based hamikdash, the actual building, is only a hechshe mitzvah, it's not the goof of the mitzvah itself, it's not doich even a leis asay. If so, then v'yeshav soyset ishmaru or mikdashu tiro lomli. So why does the pasuk have to say extra again? Mashma that is in enough to watch Shabbos and not to build the based hamikdash. What do I need this pasuk for? So Moses says, miboyle l'katanya. I need it for a different type of a drush altogether. We learned like l'katanya, like we learned. Yocho yisyor odem mikdash. Maybe you have to be afraid of the mikdash. Means the mokum of the mikdash itself. Talmud Leiman, this pasuk says no. Eshabsoi sveti shmeru. You're supposed to listen to Shabbos. V'yes mikdasha tiro. And you're supposed to fear the base of mikdash. What does that mean? Nemra shmiru b'shabbos. It says hilchash shmiru Shabbos. You have to watch Shabbos. Also means you have to have yira. You have to have respect for Shabbos. The Nemra Mara B'Migdash. And it says the Inyan to have year and to have respect for the base of Migdash. Now what's the Chiddush here? That Ma Shmira Hamur B'Shabbos. Just like the mitzvah to watch Shabbos. When it talks about giving respect to Shabbos, what is it talking about?